Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John. May his blessings
be with us all.
Reading from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Give to the Lord, O families, all the peoples, give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, Heir of glory forever. Amen. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley leaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" Then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost." Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world."
Glory be to God
forever. Confession for those who, for grades up to 7, for those with a Buna Shnuda and a Buna Barsoom. So we'll start off in the morning. I know it's morning, but let's start with maybe one of your favorite subjects, which is going to be math. So let's just do some simple math. Okay? Let's start easy and we'll work ourselves up. What's 1 times 0? 0. Very easy. Everybody knows that. Okay, but now we're going to get a little bit harder, a little bit harder at a time. What's 1,000? 1,000 times 0? Still 0. You guys are still sharp. Okay. A whopping million. 1,000,000 times 0. Took you longer. 0. What about whatever that is? A gazillion, billion, trillion, whatever that is, times 0. What about that times 0? That huge big number. What's that times 0? You guys are very, very sharp today. So what has this got to do with our gospel? If we take that number, the number on the left-hand side as being God, and the next number being me, and then that will be the response in terms of the equation. So in other words, if I replace the words me with 0, but have God as being the infinite, so infinite times 0 would be what? Would be what? Even God. 0. 0. What about the infinite times even the littlest number that you can imagine? The infinite times the littlest number that you can imagine. What would that be? Infinite. Infinite. You know what? You guys are so sharp that you understood the whole sermon, and we don't even have to continue. If you understood just this slide, you understood everything about the sermon today. So, I don't know. Maybe we can talk about other things. No, I don't know. What's on my mind, of course, is nothing else but the Super Bowl. So, I don't know if there's any Packers fans, Steelers, no? Oh, you guys are the kind that just like to watch the commercials, the halftime show, and just eat lots of pizza and wings, right? All right, let's get on with the sermon. Just a quick look at what the gospel, just a few facts about this gospel. It is the only miracle that's actually recorded in all four gospels. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the only one that records this miracle. Also, it's read. There's certain times that we do read it in the year, but it's also read at the fifth Sunday, such as today. Every fifth Sunday of a Coptic month, we read this gospel. Why? Because it's called a fifth Sunday, means it's an extra day of worship, which is a blessing, a great blessing, and this is the gospel of blessing. And as we know, our church fathers value this gospel so much, they give it to us every single day in the ninth hour of the Agveia. This gospel is way richer than I ever imagined, but I want to focus on two psalms. I want to focus on two psalms to guide our meditation today. So the first one is the psalm of the Vespers gospel yesterday, which is, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? Let's focus on this part now. He who walks uprightly, works righteousness, and speaks the truth in his heart. And same with the gospel, the psalm of the gospel that was just read right now, the one that Abuna read. Give to the Lord, O families of the people, give to the Lord the glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering. Come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Tremble before all the earth. What do we notice about some of those words? Okay, I've highlighted them to make it easy. What do we notice about those words? What kind of words are those for you English students? What kind of words? Verbs. Very good. Verbs. They're action verbs. They're action words. They're action-oriented things. Walk, work, speak. Give, give, give. Right? Bring and worship. Verbs. They're action. Okay? So let's find out what and how do we use this psalm and guide us through the gospel reading of today. So there's two characters other than and the Lord, of course. We see the response of the feeding of the multitude that, you know, after the Lord fed them maybe spiritually all day, he didn't want them to leave empty-handed. So he asked Philip. He asked Philip. We should flip those. We asked Philip, and said, "Well, what you know? Let's feed these people." Philip saw things just as is. Philip was there's 5,000 men. If each one had a family of three or four, 15,000 to 20,000 people. So that's like a Scotiabank place full of people we're talking about. So Philip said, no. I mean, like, even if I work for 8 months' worth, which is the 200 denarii, we can't feed these people. Like, impossible. No way. There's too many of them. Andrew is a little bit better. Andrew saw a lad. And he saw a lad with five loaves and two fish. So, but he brought it to the Lord and said, look, this is what we have. This is what we have among all of us here. It's not much, and I don't know how they're going to feed it, but this is what we have. This is what we have, Lord. It's so little. Where did this lad get this food from? Well, let's have a little bit of fun here. Let's imagine a bit. Okay, this is obviously not written in the gospel, but if he's a lad, you can imagine how his day started. Probably, he's at home, and mom, I'm going out to play. Mom, of course, do you have your jacket? No, I don't have my jacket. Please put on your jacket. Son, put on your jacket. Put on your jacket. All right, I'm going now. Okay, be careful when you cross the desert. You know, there's lots of camels. You know, they're fast, and, be careful. Don't talk to any strangers. Oh, here, I packed you a lunch, too. Oh, mom, my friends are going to make fun of me. I don't want a lunch. And she comes with this little Mickey Mouse lunchbox with, and what is it at least? Did you give me Twinkies or fruit roll-ups? No, it's some fish and some loaves. My goodness, I remember when I was in high school when I had fish, right? It's you put that, and by the time your lunch, you have your locker with, like stinky locker syndrome, basically. It was so embarrassing. I used to try to eat my tuna sandwiches so fast that, it's like everybody, what's that smell? It's like an asayim yanis, what am I going to do? But this lad, finally, who knows? But if he's a lad, most probably he got his lunch from a mom somewhere or his teta. So, way to go, moms, because who knows? Maybe this miracle wouldn't have happened. This lad had this fish, and he brought it to Andrew. Andrew was an outside-the-box thinker. Andrew thinks outside the box. So it wasn't a matter of, he knows the situation. He knows how deeply, how great of a miracle is required. But it didn't stop him from giving whatever he had, whatever he found, to bring it to the Lord. And that's how we should be. As Christians, we need to be outside the box thinkers, okay? Outside the box thinkers, which is in our biblical terminology is called faith, okay? Why? Because we walk by faith and we don't walk by sight. We don't look at situations and look at them in a worldly view. We look at them in a faith point of view. We don't look at the world that has disasters and massacres and protests and a country that's turning upside down. We don't look at hurricanes and earthquakes. We don't look at, people driving God out of schools and say, we're overwhelmed. This is too overwhelming. This is impossible. No. Why? Because we walk by faith and we not by sight. Don't limit the unlimited. Don't limit the unlimited. Never think the situation is too strong. Never. We have an unlimited power, an unlimited God. How can we ever feel that a situation is beyond solution, is beyond any kind of situation that could be solved? Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Okay? There's an expression, especially that's used a lot in the Old Testament, don't shorten the Lord's hand. Don't shorten the Lord's hand. And meaning, don't limit him. Don't limit him to my solution, an earthly way. So Isaiah says it very nicely when he says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear too heavy that it cannot hear. Okay? Let's take a couple of examples. We're not going to go through all of them because of time, but I'd like to share maybe at least one of them a bit more in detail. And just to understand what we mean by that, the Psalms, and by limiting the unlimited. Joshua and the walls of Jericho, one of my favorite stories, one of the greatest stories. So we all know the story. And God, so, you know, this is the part where Moses took him up to the land of Canaan, and Joshua was taking him to across the land and claiming the good land of Canaan that was promised hundreds of years ago. So in front of them was a mighty city of Jericho with walls so thick that it was physically impossible. With walls, that's how strong, basically, you could tell a city was, with its walls. So Joshua, God spoke to Joshua, and he said, for 6 days, I want you to walk around the city once. On the last day, the seventh day, I want you to walk around seven times, and then just blow the trumpets. I can imagine now the conversation after God left Joshua with Joshua and his people. Okay, what are we going to do, our mighty commander Joshua? Joshua was an awesome leader and a great commander. What are we going to do? We're going to take out some bazookas, or, you know, some slings, or, you know, or what are we going to do? We're going to walk around the city. Okay. And then what? We're going to set up mine traps or landmines and things like that? That's a good idea. No, we're just going to walk around the city. Okay, but and what else? We're just going to walk around the city. All right. That's just today. Yeah, that's right. Today. And tomorrow, and the day after, for 6 days, we're going to do that. Okay, but then on the seventh day, we're going to do something different. I knew it. Here it comes. What are we going to do? We're going to, like, sneak up on the snipers on the watchtowers? No, we're going to walk around seven times. So we're just going to walk around. We're going to let all these, our enemies, see us. And then what are we going to do? Just stand there? No. We're going to blow our trumpets. We're going to blow trumpets. So we're going to get attention to ourselves, the enemy, and let all our enemies see us. Yes. Why? Because that's what God asked them to do. They brought their offerings. That was their 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's their 5 loaves, 2 fish. God said, this is what we want to bring. This is our offering, is to do our part. God's part, walls came tumbling down. Jericho, the mighty Jericho, falls into the hand of the Hebrew children, just like that. We bring the little, he does the rest. We bring just a little bit, and he brings the rest of it. Same with David. What did he come with? Just the stones, just a couple of stones against a mighty giant, and boom, came down the mighty giant. He comes with the little, with the faith, and he goes against somebody with a spear and a javelin, but David comes to him in the name of the Lord of hosts. That's all he needs. You bring the little, and he multiplies, and he defeats. Same, we can see the multiplication effect in the story of Elijah with the widow and the oil. The oil that she gave, you know, when Elijah came to her in the time of famine, he asked her, where are you going? Well, I'm just going to go pick up some sticks so we can just die. Oh, you're going to... Yeah, because that's the last bit of food. So we're just going to do this, and we're going to die. You know, just kind of like said it so casually. And he said, okay, well, give it to me. The last bit of food, the last bit of oil, you're going to give it to me? Okay, I'll bring it to you. I'll bring you the little, and it never runs out. Never runs out until the famine is over. We can't ignore our Lord Jesus Christ in this first miracle of water into wine. We bring him just water. We bring him water, he turns it into wine, into abundance. Not only wine, the best wine they tasted at that time. Jesus, our Lord, St. Paul says in Hebrews, I think it's in Hebrews 13, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God of the Old Testament, and God at the time of Jesus, and God now is the same. It's the same. There's nothing different. All these people brought him the little, which was, again, to them, it was the most that they can bring, obediently, and he brings it into the most. Why would we change anything now? Why would we change anything that we do now? That's all he asked. Now, don't get fooled in that, all I got to do for God is just bring him a little, and his multiplication, you know, will make it a lot. That's a yes and no answer. The little will multiply to infinite. However, the little has to be your best. You know, you all know the expression. We say to our kids all the time, do your best and God will do the rest. Do your best. Even the best is a little bit. Even the best is just a few loaves and some fish. Even your best is just doing like something like walking around, you know, being obedient to God, which is walk around the city in terms of the walls of Jericho. Okay, so what is causing the miracle? The loaves or the person whose hands are in the loaves? Right? Is it magical loaves that this guy brought? Right? Is it magical loaves? And I learned that these loaves and these fish, this is a snack for a boy, right? This isn't like when I always think of loaves, you know, you think of the Costco baguettes that are like this big and, you know, a huge salmon that you can feed maybe 100. This is a snack for a kid. These are like two little sardines and like tea biscuits. That's what the 5 loaves and 2 fish are. That's all it is. So whatever little we thought before, it's even littler than that. Of course, there's no magic in them. It's who, it's not what, it's the who, okay? For example, if I take a basketball, somebody throws me a basketball in my hands, can I do the same things that the same basketball, I give it to like Kobe's hands or LeBron's hands? It's the same basketball, but whose hands are they in? Okay, and same with a paintbrush. Somebody paints me a paintbrush and will I paint like a Rembrandt or a Renoir or a Picasso? Maybe Picasso, you won't even tell the difference, but maybe the other two know, right? Or cymbals. If I start playing cymbals, all of you are going to like be driven out of the church. Whereas if it's a great deacon, right, it lifts up the prayers and things. It's the same. It's not the item. It's whose hands the items are in. It's whose hands the items are in. Okay? What about us? What about us? Okay? What about us? This gospel is not about a gospel of Jesus, you know. Again, the gospel is so rich and we could take so many messages out of it. But today, we want to take the message of offering and remember those action words. All those action words, giving. We don't like to even do our part. So what about us? Do we not have any situations in our own lives? What about the parents with the lost son that seems so hopeless? You know, he doesn't come to church anymore. He doesn't attend liturgies anymore. He's hanging around a bad crowd. He's, you know, or she is just not into anything anymore. What's my 5 loaves and 2 fish? Today is my 5 loaves and 2 fish. Can God change this person? Absolutely. Absolutely. But what's my 5 loaves and 2 fish? Right? Go back to the Psalms. He who walks uprightly, he works righteousness, speaks the truth. Right? Walks uprightly. So my role always, 5 loaves and 2 fish, is walks uprightly. The first thing I do is me. Am I walking uprightly? Am I speaking righteously? Am I speaking the truth? Give to the Lord, all you peoples. Give to the Lord his glory. Okay? What has that got to do with my lost son? Everything. Everything. My lost son, I have to walk uprightly for my son to come back. It's the psalm. The psalm goes with the gospel. The gospel is a miracle. The miracles come from walking uprightly and speaking righteously and speaking the truth. So why would, there's no lost son, there's no son that can be lost from the Lord. There's no lost daughter, there's no lost situation, there's no hopeless case. You all know the story of the great Saint Monica who prayed for 17 years of crying for her son Augustine to repent. 17 years, right? Did she walk uprightly? She did her part. She did her part and leaves the rest for God. Same with my addictions. What about my I can't stop smoking. I can't stop my pornography addictions. I can't stop swearing. You're right. On your own, you can't. But why don't you do your you know, what we do is one or the other. I try 100% by myself, you know, with my own, you know, and I read and I look at internet and I try to find things and I try to do things on my own, or I do the opposite. I say, God, I have a big problem, you solve it, okay? Now, God can solve any problem without me, but God loves to work and he participates. He participates in our solution finding. He doesn't just give. Remember, God times zero is zero. Why? Because he can't? No, because he won't. Not because he can't. God can do everything. God didn't need the 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed them. He could have, you know, like rain, like they did at the time of the Moses, and rained everything in. But he doesn't work that way. He takes form from what we have, and he multiplies. So your addiction, do something. But number one is give it to the Lord. It's the combination. It's the combination of the two, and not just one. Not 100% man, not 100% God. It's my 100%, which is maybe nothing, times God's infinite, which is feeding the multitudes. My job that I'm lost, I can't find my job, I can't get into this school, same thing, I can't find a house, a spouse, okay? Anything, you can put anything, anything, it's just such a simple thing, do your best, and God will do the rest. Leave you with one last story, okay? A practical example of this. You all know the story of Gideon. This is like a modern day Gideon story. Gideon, of course, was living in a horrible time of the judges, and God wanted to, there was their enemy, the Midianites, and he had an army of 32,000 people and said, no, that's too much, Gideon. They're going to think they just won on their own. So he went down from 32,000 and he said, whoever doesn't want to come, you know, let them go home. And they were down to 10,000. He said, no, it's still too much. They'll think that they're the victors. Bring them down again, and through a series of looking at how they were drinking in the river, they came down to 300. Okay, so only by 300 did the Lord deliver them. In Africa, we were asked to support our Coptic churches. There were 8 Coptic churches, and we were all split up. The first day, it was my family with a wonderful priest who was very, very strong, and another person, another missionary with us, who was a French-speaking person. The second day, Sayyidina asked us to go back and organize a couple of hours with them. Okay? I said, okay, yeah, no problem. We'll you know, figure it out. You know, I had a nice priest and just lean on all him. He said, oh, by the way, I have to take the priest and bring him to another church. Take the priest? What are we going to do without the priest? And by the way, the French-speaking person that's with you, I also have to take him and assign him to somewhere else. So no priest, no other helper, and just me and my family. Oh, and by the way, instead of from 10 to 2, make it 10 to 5. Spend the whole day with them, you know, whatever. Whole day with them, 2 people. I mean, us 4. Oh, and by the way, feed them as well. Feed them. Feed them, entertain them, and oh, this is 10:30 at night. So we've organized spiritual days before. I have a dozen of awesome servants. We organize. We have a month to prepare. No problem. This is 10:30 at night. No electricity, so it's like lights out. Next day, you organize from 10 to 5 with these people. No priest and no French-speaking person. Why is it French-speaking? Because on top of that, and by the way, do it en français. Because these people and your deacon doesn't speak English. Modern day Gideon. What, Lord, like, you know, luckily, yeah, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Okay, I'm weak. Help me. I need your grace. Did we do our part? We, as much as we can. It was 5:30 before we knew it. 5:30. The day was over. Our kids who are in Sunday school did Sunday school. Our kids organized plays, and it was a miracle. It was a miracle. It was beautiful to see, beautiful to behold. All we did is offer the Lord. The Lord did the rest. The Lord did the rest. Never underestimate the unlimited. Okay, He goes beyond what we are able to think or even ask Him. The beautiful verse of, now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Everything. He is able to do the most that we can. He complements everything that we do. All we do, offer your 5 loaves and 2 fish. Offer the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and that's all He's asking us to do. He will do the rest. There's no hopeless situation when you have the unlimited in your court. And glory be to God forever. Amen.